you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, the Los Angeles Police Department will be getting its requested robot dog. A project to mitigate flood risk in an LA County wetlands is scratched, and environmental activists are celebrating. And transit activists are hoping a requested security review of the metro system bears fruit.
This is really the top priority for our transit agencies to address.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 24th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Brush fire season is underway. One that erupted just north of San Jacinto that swept over hillsides is said to be 80% contained this morning. It blackened 348 acres and threatened homes and agricultural operations. There were some evacuations. The Riverside County Fire Department said last night that it would keep crews on hand overnight to make sure there are no flare-ups. A Los Angeles County supervisor is calling for a review of Metro safety protocols following a violent incident last week on an A-line train in Long Beach in which a woman was attacked by another passenger. Eli Lipman with the transit advocacy group Move LA says the perception of insecurity and actual security shortcomings on public transit have reached the level of an existential crisis.
If we're going to continue to see investments in public transit and continue to see ridership gains, which we have been seeing, then this is really the top priority for our transit agencies to address.
A recent audit from Metro's Inspector General revealed that sheriff's deputies working on Metro ride the trains just 12 out of 178 shifts a week. Metro spends between $150 and $200 million on policing each year. The Los Angeles City Council has voted 8-4 to approve the donation of a robot dog for the police department. It's a contentious issue since there's concern that it would be used to surveil and harass black and brown people. The approval came following more than an hour of public comment against the device and criticism from Councilmember Hugo Sotomayor. The LAPD will have to provide reports on how the robot dog is being used. Environmental groups are celebrating a judge's recent ruling to stop a flood risk mitigation project at the Biona Wetlands Ecological Reserve. It's near LA International Airport. The group Project Biona Wetlands filed a legal action in 2021 to stop the so-called restoration effort. Molly Basler with the group says the project would have damaged local wildlife and the nature preserve.
It is an absolutely insane plan. They were just trying to push everything through so they could get this project underway and make more money. It never ends. These people who are in positions of power continue just to let down the planet. And ultimately, it hurts the people.
Environmentalists say that the ruling ensures that any future projects must first reach consensus with all the stakeholders. 17-year-olds in California would get the right to vote under a proposal making its way through the legislature, Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Some local governments have already authorized 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in school board elections. Democratic State Senator Henry Stern of Malibu says young people have a stake in the country's future and should be allowed to vote.
I don't think it'll be the margin of victory or defeat in any particular election, but it'll send a signal that this civics class is not a practice exercise and that we actually think that you have it in you to take those reins.
His proposal recently passed the Senate Elections Committee. California voters rejected a similar measure in 2020, which would have let 17-year-olds vote in primary elections if they turn 18 by the general election. Student groups support the proposal, but some citizen opponents, like Sharina Latch, say 18 should remain the voting age.
I appreciate the author's intent, but I think that adults should be making decisions, not children. Thank you.
Lawmakers are also considering a measure to give incarcerated people the right to vote. In order to become law, both measures would need to pass with support from two-thirds of state lawmakers. Then voters would get the final say in 2024. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Coming up, gatherings for the Fix-It crowd.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play.
Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Deliberations in the retrial of actor Danny Masterson have been put on pause. Jurors have the day off today and are scheduled to return to a downtown Los Angeles courtroom tomorrow to examine the case further against Masterson. He's charged with raping three women at his Hollywood Hills home. A new report from the New York Federal Reserve says total household debt in the U.S. surpassed $17 trillion in the first quarter of this year. That's up about $3 trillion since 2019. Financial planner and investment advisor Delia Fernandez says part of that is due to pent-up demand, some folks wanting to go on vacation or buy cars because they weren't as available during the pandemic.
And on the other hand, I see people who have been affected by a cascading series of events through the pandemic, which has just aggravated their financial situation and added to their debt.
Fernandez says if you're in debt with multiple loans or you can't keep up with mounting credit card bills, it may be time to start renegotiating those loans with creditors. Or you can also turn to a nonprofit counselor such as the National Foundation for Consumer Credit. For over a decade, a unique traveling cafe has brought people together to work collaboratively to repair everything from bedside lamps to toasters. The Repair Cafe is half workshop, half coffee house, completely volunteer run. A longtime volunteer of the cafe, Ginkgo Lee, says its staff is dedicated.
We don't find them. They find us. It happens that there's a lot of people in the community. They're already fixing stuff for their relatives, for their friends, and then they're so happy that they can find other people who are like them.
The cafe holds 10 open houses every year, the latest of which was at the Glendale Central Library. Staff hope that by demonstrating objects can be repaired, more people will fix a beloved thing rather than replace it, and that's good for the environment. By the way, the most commonly repaired object at the cafe, small electronics. In the weather forecast, we're looking at continued below average temperatures. Morning drizzle will clear to partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. 3FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.